so like the 13th instance of this dev room. And by this, I hand over to our first speaker.
Yep. Can you hear me? Hola. Can you hear me? Okay. Hi, everyone, and thanks for being here. It's great to be able to speak here. So I'm Alex, and this is my presentation on some very high level and pretty speculative ideas I've had for how we could use microkernels in to do distributed systems and to host websites. So I'm part of an association which is called De Fleur, and if it works, at De Fleur we have some infrastructure which looks like this. So we have some very low powered computers like this one, which are hosted at home. So at home, of course, we have possible issues like power going down or internet being cut. So we have some machines at different locations in Belgium and in France. And the idea is, okay, we have this infrastructure which is like pretty fragile, but maybe we can just put all these nodes together and build a distributed system. And this is actually what the De Fleur infrastructure is doing. We have email, we have websites, we have instant messaging, and a few other things running on these very basic machines. Currently, our infrastructure looks something like this. So the idea is not to spend too much time to enter into the details of this, but basically, on the right end here, we have the actual applications that we're interested in running. So for instance, we have Element for chat, we have Jitsi for video conferencing, CryptPad, other things. And to run all these applications, we need this whole huge stack currently. So it's based on a Linux OS and NixOS for declarative configuration. Then we have this platform stack here, which is based on an orchestrator, which is called Nomad, which we use. It's a bit like Kubernetes, but a bit simpler, and I'd say probably easier to use. But still, we have all these different components, which are basically distributed storage systems. GARS is one that I'm building myself. And we basically pool these software. And if we look more closely in what's happening on a single node, actually it's kind of a huge mess. So like this is the operating system running on one of these it's very here we have all these management tools. So things that are so, yeah, from a conceptual point of view, distributed systems like to enter into too much detail, but say, for instance, we have here internet traffic coming to our server to request some information. It's going to traverse a reverse proxy, which is going to do TLS encapsulation. Then it's going to go through an HTTP link to the actual backend, which is going to talk with specialized protocols to the storage layer. And basically, we can describe all of these things with boxes and arrows connecting these boxes. So the idea is that actually this model of boxes and arrows is the model of microkernels. Boxes are memory between different processes, sharing the CPU time, and also controlling hardware access. So this is like fundamental thing that only the kernel can do, to separate the resources of the computer at the CPU level between different things that are going on. And then the microkernel would also provide some IPC mechanisms like message passing or shared memory. So, yeah, from this, here's just a very simple idea of how we could put this together. So again, this is very conceptual, and I have nothing to show actually. Channels, and then we would have like just a very small bunch of just the minimum we need, and then all these other things like disk, processes doing actual application stuff, these could all be defined, launched dynamically, and defined using some declarative configuration language. And so these processes could be of several kinds. Some could be native processes that are aware of this infrastructure and that are working directly with other components. And we could also have some unikernels. Okay, and yeah, and so we would need to software to run. So of course, hardware drivers, ways to multiplex access to hardware resources. And I think we're having an issue with the screen now. Okay. Components for, of course, orchestration, management of everything, and then the actual networking applications, stuff like that. And the arrow types are basically all these kind of APIs or links that the processes would have to talk to one another, management, receiving logs, observability data, and storage and networking basically is all we need. And then the third thing, which I think is really important, is to have a good tooling and ecosystem in this environment, and so that we can really easily set up this kind of system and run some new jobs and convert some existing software to run on this kind of platform. And so I think this is maybe the most hard part of this this thing. So I will not like propose anything concrete now, but I think I can give you some goals and maybe also non-goals for this project. So the main focuses would be to have a way to use declarative configuration so that we can just write the desired state of the system, and then we'd have the software automatically figure out how to run stuff on the actual hardware. We need, of course, to be able to manage things remotely and to have observability. So can we monitor things as they're running and check everything's going well or repair stuff when it's broken? Of course, we need to support this cluster configuration. We need ways for the processes to restart and be adjusted dynamically. I think since this is some server software, we also need to have a good high focus on I/O performance, and I think all of this should be based on asynchronous I/O primitives. And of course, the whole idea of this is that we want to get rid of some complexity that's in the current architecture, so we would obviously have to focus on making a simple and minimalistic system. And so in this idea, we would have also some non-goals. So I think we would not be building a fully POSIX compatible system. And this is because we've experienced with that, and the fact of like having everything run like together on a shared file system, shared networking stack, this is the cause of lots of issues. So we would not reproduce this complex API, which is the POSIX API. And we're also like not interested in doing a desktop operating system. And so I think the idea of this talk is maybe everybody in the room can give their input on like what would you like to see in this kind of area, and if you have any ideas. So these are some projects which I find inspiring. So there's some microkernels, there's some frameworks and OSs which are based on microkernels, which have gone pretty far actually. And also for the I/O, like communication between these processes, there's a bunch of things that have been experimented. For asynchronous I/O or more generic protocols like 9P. And yeah, so basically I think at this point I'd like to just have your input and where can we start from and what would you like, what do you think we could do like to get this started? Yeah, if anyone would like to talk. Yeah.
Thing because effectively we need an everything, including the content interface, maybe lower level element, but still an element. Like where do we put the difference between the two? Like where, what are the things that make that work different from the rest of the stack that mm-hmm. we have previously?
So I think the question was about like why, where exactly would this be different from what we have today? Is that exactly the question? Yeah. So I think I can maybe operating system. These but by default, all processes will share the same network stack. And if you're not doing things very carefully, they can the processes can end up using the wrong IP address to talk to their friends. And the traffic could go like through directly through the unencrypted network instead of going through the WireGuard. So instead, in this kind of model, I think we would expect to like set up very explicitly links between things and to give a very direct and explicit link between like this process, which is a storage server, and this isolated things and connecting things very explicitly only when they So this diagram is like what's running on one node, but maybe we can include some form of network transparency to make this more into a distributed there would be some impact on performance, and we also need to be quite careful about that. No, I don't.
Okay, so it's still time for some questions, comments, whatever. Okay, I might have one question. So the use case should be always the god, the thing that dictates what how the architecture should really look like. So what do you have in mind in this area? Something like safety critical or security critical, or really just some average information system?
Yeah, what we're doing in the association with the Fleur is, I mean, security is important because we're handling personal data of people, but I wouldn't say it's a security critical infrastructure per se. But of course, like, yeah, one of the advantages of such an architecture is like security is easier to like build in a robust way because we have much more control.
Okay, thanks. So a quite natural follow-up question would be, and probably you have seen it in this discussion here, so how do you persuade the average guy to buy in? How do you persuade the average guy to stop using their Linux distribution and start using your architecture?
I think this is going to be a very long work before we can get to that point, but the hope is that this system is both more robust and easier to use because we can get rid of some complexity, probably.